There are mansions bright and fair, ever waiting over there, in the sunlight of the dear Savior's smile. There's a house not made with hands, in its beauty ever set, nothing sinful or evil or defiled. Over there, oh.
thankful to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm thankful for all the blessings that's been bestowed upon us this weekend. I wish to thank everyone who had any part in it, and that was, of course, everyone. Especially thank Keith, who leads us our singing, led our singing yesterday, this morning, and all the other things that he does for the church, all the other things. So we appreciate you, Keith. So many people have done so much towards making this meeting a success. It was well advertised, and people come from everywhere. Most of all, we want to thank God. Without him, it was in the arrangements that we wouldn't have done anything. We have to thank him. Keith, you're still expecting this guy Hunt in July for the words on this paper.
As far as I know, we had a council
at Afton Road Church, Saturday, July the 29th, Elder Guy Hunt singing at 7 and preaching at 7:30. Sunday, July the 30th, singing at 10, preaching at 10:30, and lunch afterwards. This Sunday in July, the meeting will be at Dobbins with Elder Edward Bowman and Tony Parker, being the guest ministers there. Spoon Creek Communion, the fourth Sunday in July. Saturday before the fifth Sunday in July, meeting at Winter Baptist Church at Elon. And Dobbins Church, Friday night, August 18th at 6 p.m., Elder Bobby Loudermilk will be up there. Keep those in mind.
We also have a good Sunday morning.
Is that Sunday only? Are there any more announcements that needs to be made? Any mistakes I need to straighten up? I usually have to back straighten up some of these mistakes. So. If not, I'll ask you to pray with me and pray for me as I pat over the service. Gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this opportunity that we have to assemble in thy house once again. We thank thee, O Lord, for thy presence that's been felt among us throughout this meeting this weekend. Pray, O Lord, as we stand before you, this little congregation this morning, that thou would bless Brother Ronnie and myself, that you might give us something that we might share, something that we all might feast upon together in these glorious old truths as is found written in thy word. Help us, O Lord, to be able to walk in such a way that would be pleasing unto thee, and to declare these truths in such a way that it would be glorifying unto thy name, realizing, O Lord, without thy help we can do nothing. We thank thee, O Lord, for everyone that come our way over this weekend, and realize, O Lord, that thou was in the arrangements, that we could feel thy presence with us and with each minister that stood in the stand yesterday. Heavenly Father, we pray that thou would be with them wherever they might be this morning in their own home churches, that thou would bless each minister that stands in the stand today, that they would declare unto thy children the very truths that are laid down in thy word, the things that we try to declare unto them here, the things that the Bible teaches, and not trying to put the bounds of man upon them, the teachings of man, but to declare the very truths that are found in thy word as it should be declared. Heavenly Father, guide us and lead us as we go in and out among thy people, that we might be able to be of some benefit unto them, to manifest the love that we have for them. But most of all, dear Heavenly Father, may we feel thy guiding hand upon us, that we walk in such a way to be pleasing unto thee. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for Jesus Christ, who shed his blood upon Calvary's cross that we might be saved. Help us ever to keep our eyes upon him, and that we might glorify him in the way that he should be glorified. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Brother Radford left one person out, and he said, thanks, and that's Brother Radford. See, I was watching him yesterday, and he's putting some, it's like, kind of like a mother hen, making sure everything is going right. It's a lot of pressure and a lot of work, and I know he don't do it for thanks, but, you know, we need to be thankful for the pastor that's got the love and determination and things that Brother Radford has, and the ability to preach and teach. I just thank him myself for being a good brother. Anyway, you're singing Sweet Hour of Prayer a while ago, and that's one of my favorite hymns, and I was sitting there thinking, I said, you know, we go through a lot of hard times and bad times, and it seems like sometimes our nerves is on edge, and everything's getting to us, and everything's going wrong, and then that little voice says, won't you pray? Then I'll go pray, and I'll say, and let it go, and let the Lord have. That's that Sweet Hour of Prayer they're talking about here. A lot of times we go through so much, wait a minute, why don't I just talk to the Lord? So I love that song, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And it is a wonderful time, and we need to take more time to pray instead of more time to work. So, anyway, I praise God for it. Yesterday was a great day, and, you know, for me, and I got to hear a lot of different gifts, men preaching and teaching, and I got to looking at some of them. I said, man, I wish I could preach like that. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. I wish I had that much knowledge. I wish I could present myself like some of them do. And as each person got up, I was sitting there thinking about each person's gift and how, you know, I was kind of comparing myself to them and things. And me and Brother Rapp was talking about this before, and you're not supposed to do that. It's an automatic thing that you do. But anyway, you get to thinking about these preachers. And when I started thinking about when I was young, I was sitting here this morning, and we didn't have TV until we were about 5 or 6 years ago, somewhere in there. But anyway, you started seeing things once TV was coming. I remember Superman. You know, Superman, he could do just about anything you wanted to do, and I wanted to be Superman. Because he was the best. He was the strongest, and he was the fastest, and he was, you know, the best. So, you know, being a kid, that's what I wanted to be. But a few years later, here comes a show called Combat with Sergeant Saunders and his squad, and I was like, that's me. I want to be the sergeant and his squad. But I didn't know what I was asking for, and I ended up doing that good, and I'm still paying for it. But anyway, we look at things and we want to be things, you know, greater than what we are. We want to be the best, you know. When I was playing baseball, I wanted to hit the most home runs, and for a couple of years I did, but Babe Ruth and ball players like that were my, you know, heroes, and I wanted to be great. So I was looking at them preachers yesterday, and I was sitting there kind of envying, and you know, little boys come and said, Ronnie, that's not you, but, you know, they go look in the mirror, this is me, and I'm going to get up in the morning, look in that mirror and say, whoa, you know, this is me, but I praise God for what he has given me, and I praise God for brothers like Brother Radford and Brother Donnie and all these brothers that was here yesterday that helped teach us that haven't been, you know, preaching long or made an attempt long. Anyway, I sat there and listened, and I made notes. I got a big old notebook here full of all kind of things that, you know, maybe I could preach on later if the Lord gives me that, you know, grace to preach on it and stuff. And I did enjoy that. And especially the line singing we done yesterday was last night. I was still thinking about it when I went to sleep. But anyway, I just got a few little things. See, I didn't really prepare a big thing or nothing because we had so many preachers coming, but I sat down the other night, and I was looking at chapter 8 in Romans, which is a very well-known chapter for Friendly Baptists. Some of the other folks have a rough time with it, but there's a verse here that for years, you know, I wasn't with the Friendly Baptists, so for years I kept hearing this verse used, and it didn't sound right to me, and that's what I want to talk about this morning. So, chapter 8, verse 28. Your Bible. And it says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. When I first read that, I said, we know all things work together for good to them that love God. And it didn't hit me right, because most people just use that verse. They don't use the rest of the chapter. They use that verse. And whatever happens in your life, well, they work together for good.